We put a cabinet together a few weeks ago. We have Minister for Westlife, Ryan, has done stellar work. Minister for Crisps, Linda. Very little correspondence from Minister for Crisps, Linda. Not sure exactly what she's doing.
She's busy sorting things out.
But I need some evidence that there's some work going on there in that portfolio.
Okay.
Story came into the public domain today. We're joined by Minister for Pyjamas, Leanan. We think it's important that you're aware of this and we get a ruling from you.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is actually quite important. So, report in the news this week, coming from The Mirror, and it's about washing pyjamas and how often you should do it. So the expert, quoted, reckons it should be every 3 to 4 uses. But there are some exceptions, right? If you're the type of person who showers before bed, you could get up to 7 nights out of the pyjamas. But if you're on the, shall we say, sweatier side or the slightly oily skin, you should actually be washing them every second day. So, Minister for Pyjamas, what's your ruling on the washing of these items?
Normally I would kind of change my pyjamas every time I shower. So I probably wear them 2 or 3 times. So that's what I say.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable now, to be fair.
So maximum, how long could someone who only showers in the morning and not at night wear their pyjamas before washing them?
I'd say probably 4 times.
4 times.
That's the maximum.
Thank you, Minister. And say a onesie that is worn on special occasions. Say the onesie is worn twice a month. Should it be washed every month or after every use?
If it's only worn twice a month, it should be washed every month, not after every use.
That's fair enough. And I might just ask you as well, given we're in a bit of an in-between time weather-wise, have you committed to changing to summer pyjamas yet?
It depends. I have some, like some days I've worn summer pyjamas with the electric blanket, and I'm kind of just in winter pyjamas most of it still.
So you're still on the compromise. Well, Minister, we thank you for addressing our queries with the seriousness and gravity they deserve.
Okay, no problem.
Minister, thank you very much. We really do appreciate it. And if there's any other projects that you're working on, I know you have a very busy portfolio, don't be afraid to shoot the Taoiseach or the Tánaiste an email.
Will do.
Thank you very much, Minister. Goodbye, Minister. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Minister, obviously, in the summer, not as busy as the Minister would be in the winter months. Coming into the Late Late Toy Show, that's when her portfolio is at its heaviest. And then, of course, Christmas Day, the families, she will have to have rulings of the whole families wearing the one pyjama sets.
Yeah.
Of course, she will be bringing her portfolio and her proposal and her documentation when we come to Christmas time.
I would like to say an impressive performance given that the Minister wasn't fully briefed on the topic we were discussing today, so I thought rose to the challenge very well.
Yeah, there's another Minister I'd like to cold call.
Okay.
It's a Minister that I don't agree should be in the Cabinet in the first place.
Okay.
Obviously, you're a supporter of said Minister.
I think this Minister has earned their place in this Cabinet.
Well, I feel they should be sacked. And if they don't answer the phone, that just might happen next. We're building on our Cabinet again. Positions, think in your head, what could you bring to the table? What are you passionate about? What could you represent? Minister for Pyjamas, Leanne, we spoke to her a few minutes ago. Got some good advice from her. Minister for Westlife, Ryan, if you've been with the show, you'll possibly be familiar with his work. He's the man behind Bop Bop Fridays. He's the man who got to speak to Nicky Byrne. He's the minister who's done most in the Cabinet, you have to say.
Yeah, has been probably the most high profile getting himself out there. I'd like to take this opportunity to remind people that I am the Minister for Comfort.
Yes.
And then we'd forgotten about that, but yeah, there we are.
That role is filled. So if you're coming for Minister for Comfort, Fionnuala, she is filled. Minister for Crisps is Linda. What ministerial position could you fill in this show's Cabinet? 087-1102-107. There's one minister that I wish we didn't have. We called him a couple of minutes ago. No answer. If he doesn't answer again, I want him booted because he shouldn't be here.
Give him a chance.
Oh.
Hello.
Can you hear us, Minister for Coleslaw?
I can, Dave. Sorry I missed your call. I was asleep.
No, you weren't asleep. You were on important coleslaw-related business.
Yeah, what have you been doing, Minister for Coleslaw?
Working, teaching and coming up with new ingredients that go with coleslaw.
Why haven't we heard from the Minister for Coleslaw for weeks? There's no evidence. You've been doing anything?
Oh, because like I don't want to be just coming in with one or two things every now and again. I just want to throw it all out there so you can advertise it.
So one clean sweep of just a whole host of ideas. Can you give us just like a sense of what you've been working on?
Jambon and coleslaw. Taco chips and coleslaw.
Yeah, but sure, we already knew that was the thing. Keep going. Come on, Minister.
Did we?
I'm not long away. You actually woke me up with your first phone call. I'm so glad you woke me up because I slept through my alarm and I'm on my way to work now.
God damn it. So if we left you, you would have been, personally for me, because look, Minister for Coleslaw, I hate seeing your name on the cabinet documents. I feel that you shouldn't even exist as a minister.
Yeah.
I'm actually disappointed now that I tried to catch you out and actually give you a helping hand.
I'm actually glad you're right, because if I was there for work, I would have been up there woohoo with the boss.
Paddy, quick one for you. Are you the quiz player who goes by the name of Dave Loves Coleslaw for the Tuesday quiz?
He's asked me that the first day. No, unfortunately I'm not, no.
Just wanted to make sure you were sticking with the same story.
Yeah, I thought I might catch you out.
No, you wouldn't catch me. I'm too good for that.
No, you're right. We've had ministers that have been easier gotten rid of, but you're too on the game, even though I still don't think you should exist as a minister.
Is that though because you don't like coleslaw?
Never mind, Minister. Thank you for the updates. We will try and catch you unawares again.
Alright, no more at all.
Thank you very much, Minister for Coleslaw. Obviously going to work at the night shift at the Ministry for Coleslaw, because obviously he doesn't have any other job, because he should be concentrating fully.
It's his only priority
on
at the moment.
Portfolio.
But I'm glad we caught him and chatted to him, and look, he still deserves his place in the iRadio cabinet.
20-6. Let's try and appoint one more minister before we finish today. We go to Chrissy. What are you proposing to us?
So it's a bit of a weird one now, I will say. I have an awful obsession. It's almost like a fetish with travel mugs and water bottles.
Travel mugs and water bottles.
Yes.
Talk us through this. How did it start?
You know, I don't actually really know. Like, I don't know. I have this weird thing about drinking out of glasses. So, like I love a cup of tea. Don't get me wrong. My cup of tea in the morning is in a mug. But any tea throughout the day, then it'll be a travel mug and a water bottle the same. So, I might have a couple of, you know, mugs of tea, but anything else, no. Water bottles, I love a drink out of a glass of water. It's always a bottle. And I remember we were clearing out only a few months ago, and my sister-in-law kills me every time I buy a new one. I have to hide it from her.
Talk us, or tell us, how many water bottles, travel mugs are we talking here?
Oh, we had sold a load of them there recently, but there was a stage very, very recently. Too recent than what I'd care to admit now, you'd be too embarrassed, but I'd have a good 20 or 30 once anyway.
20 or 30?
Yeah. Who needs that money?
Does that not defeat the purpose of them being environmentally friendly if you have 20 or 30 of them?
I know. Dude, I'd love to shave the wheels or anything like that anyway.
And is it just like you always want to have your own drinking receptacle? Is it like a germ phobia thing that you don't want to be drinking out of someone else's mug or glass?
You know, that's actually probably something that I could seek therapy about. I don't know. But it sounds about right, like, because I'd never share a glass or a mug or anything with somebody. I don't know, like if I'm filling like juice or something for anybody in the house, they get a glass, but I have to have my water bottle. And depending on my mood, it's a different one.
Do you have any other phobias or things that you think that is unique to you, or that people might go, oh, that's a little bit eccentric?
Oh, sheep. I've an affair of sheep, and my husband killed me for it, because we live in the countryside, so there's not much you can do about it. And I remember I asked my parents a couple of times, even a couple of years ago, like, did I get attacked by a sheep or something? And even someone imitating a sheep, it actually makes me leave. I just can't cope with it at all.
See, I'm trying to figure out, do we have enough work for a minister for water bottles and travel mugs, but I'd imagine we'd have plenty of work for phobias and odd eccentrics. Maybe we could come up with a better title than Minister for Water Bottles and Travel Mugs.
Perfect, no problem, I'm open to it.
Yeah, you'd be interested in a position that it sounds a little bit more eccentric. Fionnuala, do you have a suggestion?
I have a suggestion. I don't know, could it be the Minister for Personality Quirks? Does that work? Because I think, you know, it's not that we want to celebrate these people. Like, it's not us going, oh, you're so weird that you have this. Because we all have them, like, you know, we all have things.
I think that's a good one. Yeah.
Chrissy, we're not going to christen you a minister just yet. We need to figure out what portfolio you're getting. Are you comfortable with being in limbo for a couple of days?
Yes, no problem at all.
That's fair enough. We'll work on this as a cabinet and we'll figure out what portfolio. We think you're enthusiastic enough and you have the work ethic to get a portfolio. We just have to figure out exactly which one yet.
No problem at all.
Thank you very much, Chrissy. We peeled back a lot of layers there.
A lot going on, yeah.
Started being minister and for travel mugs and water bottles. And we peeled a little bit deeper and we found out has an innate fear of sheep.
We didn't expect the conversation to take that turn, but I think there is an opening in the cabinet for those little, as you call them, eccentricities that make us unique.
Exactly. We don't want anyone with a really broad portfolio. We need specialised ministers who know what they're talking about, and who better to give a specialised portfolio to than a person with an innate fear of sheep and even sheep impersonations.
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Fanoura.
iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.